It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Corey Taylor. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for being on the show. Very excited. We, of course, have the new Slipknot record, We Are Not Your Kind, and the Knotfest Roadshow this summer, which has such a tremendous lineup. So lots to talk about. Let's start with Slipknot here. So Slipknot has always been portrayed as a brotherhood more than a band. In what ways do new band members become fully integrated into that bond?
I mean, it comes from the camaraderie, I guess, comes from just getting on stage and doing it, you know? Like, they were chosen for two reasons. One, their talent, obviously, and two, because of their belief in what we're doing. You know, we've always tried to fight off all the cliches and all the anchors of, you know, alternative thought when it comes to things like heavy music and stuff like that. We've fought long and hard to achieve things that nobody could have ever expected from an extreme band like us. So, you know, when we find like-minded people and they join and they get it the way we do, that immediately creates a bond.
Corey Taylor of Slipknot on the show with us. The new Slipknot record, We Are Not Your Kind, will be out on August 9th. Here's All Out Life. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor of Slipknot on the show with us tonight. And Slipknot obviously recently revealed new masks. How much does that reconnect you, Corey, to being a kid who like anticipated bands like Motley Crue and Kiss revealing their new looks?
Oh, it was great. You know, I can remember, you know, when I was growing up, you know, when you didn't have cable, you had the rock magazines. So you were constantly scouring them for, you know, new photos, new updates. You know, you'd wait for the new music, but, you know, you would always get the new imagery first, you know. And for me, that just would get you even more excited. You know, like, you know, before the internet, there was word of mouth, and that would just, you know, that would keep you going until either the first show or the first single or anything like that. So, you know, I can remember, you know, waiting and waiting and waiting to see new images of Metallica or Motley. Like, I mean, it was just, you know, it was the insane anticipation that kept you going until you actually heard the music. And I think that's kind of reflected in what we do.
Corey Taylor with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. We're talking Slipknot, the Knotfest Roadshow, and more. Going to take a quick break. Coming up, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta. And up next, we're going to be premiering new music from Dragon Force, and we'll have more with Corey Taylor. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor of Slipknot on the show with us tonight, and want to talk about the new Slipknot record, We Are Not Your Kind. Life usually dictates art. What does We Are Not Your Kind reflect about your life?
We Are Not Your Kind is me kind of putting my foot down as far as the divisiveness that not only permeates, not only just the culture right now, but the world really at large. You know, everyone is so at odds with each other. Everyone is so quick to look at each other as an enemy instead of trying to find common ground, you know. And, you know, for our kids, for our fans, that can really be a stressful, daunting, dangerous time. You know, it's very dangerous for people to be different these days. And I will not have it. You know, I grew up different. I know the pain of having to deal with being treated differently. And for me, it's one of those rare cases where I actually use my, you know, my position in life to make a stand and say, guess what? You know, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you look like, what color your skin is, who you love, what you believe. We are a family because of this love for music that we have. And We Are Not Your Kind represents that. It represents that of gathering of people together and then turning our backs towards the rest of the world and saying, we're not going to let your illness, your hate permeate us. We are not your kind. You will never be ours.
Corey Taylor with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We've also got music from Pantera. We've got a Hammerfall world premiere coming your way. More with Corey. It's all happening. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor of Slipknot on the show with us tonight. Slipknot joined by Volbeat, Gojira, and Behemoth on the Knotfest Roadshow Tour this summer. What makes this lineup the perfect balance of bands for a summertime metal show?
I think it's great because I feel like it's especially in the state, it's never really been represented before. You know, we're talking about four corners of metal and rock right now. You know, obviously Behemoth, you know, you have that black metal. Gojira kind of brings in that prog metal. Volbeat has such a distinct European metal vibe to them. And then there's us, which, you know, is just Slipknot. You know, we kind of do it all. So to me, I feel like it's different, you know, and it's a representation of just how popular metal music is, despite what the critics and the popular people want to say. And it's us basically making a stand and saying we can bring something heavy out like this and it will appeal to thousands of fans across the country. And for me, that is the best representation of what we can do, you know. So for me, it's really special, and it's also passing the torch on. You know, it's supporting bands that do things completely different, but at the same time, at their core, they're very, very vital bands. And we have always tried to help the next generation to get to a point where they can take over and they can do it. You know, because that's what you do. That's how metal stays alive, is passing the baton back, and that's what we're trying to do.
Corey Taylor on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Megadeth, a Hammerfall premiere, and more with Corey Taylor. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor of Slipknot is my guest on the show tonight. The first Slipknot tour was Ozfest 99, 20 years ago. Now looking back, how does what you did on that tour still define you today?
You know, the work ethic basically is still there. You know, like, I mean, none of us are as young as we used to be. I can remember waking up every morning and scavenging for food. You know, we lived off of, you know, cans of tuna fish and a giant bag of Goldfish crackers that somebody had just left in our bus. And I mean, it was like the size of a pillow. So we lived off that thing for about a month, you know, like it was ridiculous. It was, you know, but we didn't care. We didn't care about the, you know, being tired. We didn't care about, you know, the travel. We didn't care about anything other than doing it. You know, we had waited our whole lives for this shot. And when, you know, when the opportunity came, we knew that it didn't stop with that. We had to earn it all. And that's still the way it is to this day. You know, a lot of people think that when they get signed, that's the end of the work. You know, like other people are going to do it for you. And that's not the way it is at all. You know, that's just the start of the work. You know, you have to fight through. And you have to be willing to do whatever it takes to get, you know, to achieve a dream. And that work ethic will always be the same as long as this band is this band. And, you know, it's something I'm very proud of.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor of Slipknot. Going to take a quick break. Up next, going to check out the new Killswitch Engage tune. Also, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. and we'll have more with Corey. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor of Slipknot on the show with us tonight. And let's talk about Unsainted. That video, when it came out, it was like 4.7 million views in just one day, which is really so incredible. What's the most surreal thing about knowing so many people are watching you?
Just that it's been 20 years, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, you know? I mean, that to me, I mean, it's, I don't know if it's surreal, but it's such a pleasant surprise. It's such a wonderful feeling to know that the anticipation is still there, the joy that we bring to our fans is still there, the appreciation of the work, the art, the fact that they recognize that we put so much work and effort into this, you know, that, and then the reciprocity that comes from, you know, the fans embracing the new music, you know. You can't say that about a lot of other bands, you know, and I think we're extremely lucky, you know. I mean, talent only gets so far, but we're also very lucky to have, like, the best fan base in the world, and it just keeps getting bigger. So, to me, that is the sweetest taste.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Corey Taylor. Pick up the new Slipknot record, We Are Not Your Kind. See the band on the Knotfest Roadshow this summer. Corey, any plans or anything beyond the summer that you can tell us? I mean, I imagine it's going to be nonstop touring for Slipknot for, like, the next 2 years.
Yeah, man. I mean, right now, after the road show, we're doing, let me see, where do we go first? I know we're going to Australia with Metallica. We are doing a bunch of Knotfest stuff in South America, Central America. Sounding like Japan is in there somewhere. And then next year, basically kind of doing it all over again, going back to Europe, going to hit the States. Just kind of planning more domination, you know, and that's a good problem to have.
Awesome. Well, I wish you the best of luck with everything. Really great to catch up with you. Thank you so much, Corey.
No worries. My pleasure. Thanks, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way. Stick around.